and welcome to Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan and I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, a dance school on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. I'm joined by my co-host, Managing Director of Dragonfly Marketing, Jane Hilson. How you doing, Jane?
Hi, Stace.
We're well into the swing of things now with our podcast, Miss Bossy Boots, and of course it's inspired by that Sheryl Sandberg saying,
I want every little girl who's told she's bossy to be told instead she has leadership skills.
And you and I were both told that we were quite bossy as young women.
Yes,
and we old were. Women sometimes.
Yes. I believe I'm still referred to as a bossy boot. That's okay.
And so we're exploring the 12 fundamentals that we have for successful leadership in business. And through those fundamentals, we're getting to speak to business owners and business leaders, people that inspire us, in order to be able to really flesh that out and to learn more about running our business successfully.
We'd love you to leave us a rating or review. And we'd also love to hear from you at our Facebook page at facebook.com/MissBossyBootsPodcast.
Leaving us a rating or review or getting in touch helps us share this podcast with as many listeners as possible. So we'd really love it if you got in touch. Mm-hmm. Today, the fundamental for successful leadership in business that we're talking about is leading people. Jane and I are both very passionate about learning more about how to lead people. We both lead teams, very, very different teams. I lead 12 people in my team of dance teachers and staff at Port Macquarie Performing Arts.
And I lead a team of one. One permanent. And whilst my team is small at Dragonfly Marketing, I regularly collaborate with other suppliers and other collaborators to actually achieve a project outcome. But I think leadership is not just restricted to our roles within business. You know, leadership denotes a role within a community. It denotes, you know, both of you and I are parents. You know, it denotes or it means us leading our children in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And, you know, ultimately any tribe that you're forming as part of your life, you could potentially be a leader of that. It doesn't have to be restricted just to your business.
And so we're exploring that today on Miss Bossy Boots, and we've got the perfect person to talk to. She leads not only a team of great people within her workplace, but also she is such a leader in our community. We're talking to Tanya Simmons, who is the director of Bennett Steel, and she was this year's business leader as chosen at our local Chamber of Commerce Business Awards. So we thought she'd be the perfect person to get it for Miss Bossy Boots.
Yeah. And I guess too, Tanya is maybe a little bit of an anomaly. She's a female leading quite a male-dominated business and in quite a male-dominated industry. So Bennett Steel are manufacturers of steel, funnily enough. And they do all sorts of various different projects, but primarily this is a male-dominated industry and it's run very, very successfully by two really strong female leaders.
So let's get one of them on the line. Welcome, Tanya Simmons, to Miss Bossy Boots.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tanya, to kick off your questions, and this is a question that we have for everybody that comes on the show. Do you consider yourself a bossy boots?
I think I have to say yes to that one. I'm a typical Taurus, so there's a bit of bossy in there.
Are you still called a bossy boots? Like, were you called a bossy boots as a child and that's continued, or have you not been called a bossy boots for a while?
No, I've been called a bossy boots.
And do you own that, Tanya? Is this something that you're proud of?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what we love to hear. Can you tell us a little about Bennett Steel and about your role with the business, just to give everybody a little bit of background?
Yep, sure can. So Bennett Steel is very much a steel retail outlet based in Wauchope. We, on a physical side, we do everything and anything to do with steel. We are a family-run business and have been operating in the same family for just over 25 years. We've just had our 25th anniversary, and it was started by our parents, and my sister and I have taken it over as of August 2 years ago.
Amazing. So you're now leading a team. How big is the team that you're leading, and tell us a bit about them?
We've got 10 awesome staff. We have got a range of males and females, younger and older staff. We've got some tradesmen, some like qualified tradesmen, and then staff in admin and in the retail section and stuff as well. So we've got a big mixed bag of staff, but absolute locals and we've got a beautiful team.
And in leading them, what do you think are some of the qualities that you've either learned along the way or learned from your parents that are now part of you and your leadership? What do you think are those things that make you a really awesome leader?
I think being someone that's willing to listen. I can be a bossy boots, but I will also listen to people as well. And someone that is not afraid to both be mentored and to do some mentoring as well. I really feel that we need to be prepared as leaders to learn a hell of a lot, but also to give back to the people and inspire others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think, and from your experience, would you say that leadership is learned, or do you think people are actually born as leaders?
A little bit of a mixture of both. I think there's a bit of an old saying there that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink if it doesn't want to. So
yeah,
I think that we absolutely have to have it in there somewhere, but we certainly can learn how to do things better, how to look at things differently and all that sort of stuff. So I think, yeah, there's a real mix there. There's a little bit of both in there.
In being a business leader, can you think back to any of the challenges that you've had along the way and give us an idea at something that's really that you've really had to fight for and something that you've really found hard and how you kind of got through that?
One of the big things, I guess, for me and for a lot of people that I talk to is probably taking a bit of time out for ourselves as well and recharging the batteries. I spend a lot of time and energy on learning new things and trying to work on our business and stuff. But there's also times where we need to take a bit of time out to refresh the batteries as well. So that sometimes is very much easier said than done. And it's not something that I'm very good at. But I think that, yeah, very much refreshing the batteries and that sort of stuff is a big challenge for me.
So what do you do to, I guess, to overcome that challenge? How do you make sure that you're refreshing those batteries as often as you need to?
Probably something I don't really know because I'm not doing it very well at the moment. So it is a challenge for me, but really allocating some time and not thinking of it as something that is a negative, because I often think about things like that as, you know, if you're not at work, you're not productive, but that's not the case. Not the case at all. So we can be really productive just having that little bit of time out and having time to think about and refocus. So I love my camera and that sort of stuff. So very much I'd like to get back into doing a few things outside of the business so that I have got that free time every now and then.
Awesome. Now, based in a regional area, your business actually contributes quite significantly to your local community. Why is that important to you?
I think very much it's been the way I've been born and bred. It's in my entire family is about giving back. We wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for the people that are in our community. So if there's one little way that we can say thank you and provide and give back, then we will. I think a lot of it is about that mentoring and nurturing of young people coming up through the ranks and that sort of stuff. So there's lots of different ways that we can give back to the community and that I'm really, really proud of. But I really think it's a massive thank you from us for the way they have supported us throughout the years.
That's so awesome. And I just love that attitude as well of being able to pay that forward and it all coming full circle.
Yeah.
I could talk to you all day about how you do things. I look to you as a mentor in business, and there are so many things that you do that I can only hope that I get to be able to do as well in my business. If there's one thing that you could recommend people, and when I say people, I'm really talking about me, but for people, they could take away that is something that if they turned around and did it tomorrow, it would really help them become a good leader and help them lead the people that they have in their team. What would that be?
I guess for me, it's about jumping at opportunities. And again, the old Richard Branson of saying yes and then learning how to do it later.
Nice.
Just we have been given so many awesome opportunities in our position for Sheree and I in the last couple of years, and some things that I would normally have said no to, but in the last couple of years we've said yes to. And one of them being one of our suppliers gave us a scholarship to do a couple of days with a Harvard professor.
Wow.
that was just awesome. That was just absolutely awesome. I was scared out of my brains, but to say yes to opportunities that come up, jump at them, grasp them, go ahead, do it, and yeah, see where that takes you. Things like the Hastings Business Women's Network, they've done nothing but support and encourage me. So really actively being part of your community and grasping those opportunities, I guess.
That's awesome. Tanya Simmons from Bennett Steel, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us on Miss Posse Boot.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
An awesome insight into Tanya's leadership and the way that she leads and conducts her business. I've always wanted to ask her that community question, so I'm really glad that we got her on the show to be able to see it from her point of view.
I love her attitude. The idea of contributing so greatly to your community, I think, speaks volumes in the kind of leader that you are.
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking to some more business leaders coming up in new episodes of Miss Bossy Boots. But for now, we'd love you to leave us a rating or review if you get a chance on iTunes, or hit us up on the Facebook page, especially if you've got somebody that you would love to hear from, someone in business who inspires you, because we're always looking for guests as well as looking for questions to ask them. So please make sure you get in touch. We're coming back with more episodes of Miss Bossy Boots very soon, delving into those fundamentals of what makes a good business leader and what is going to inspire leadership for women in business. Jane, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Dace. Talk to you next time.